about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Do you ever get those dreams where they're so real that you completely mix up your reality and your dream? You know, so I yelled at my husband today because I distinctly remember telling him to do something. And he swears I did. Now, usually he's in the wrong. You know, he's my husband, of course. I'm always right. But some of my dreams are really vivid. No, I don't take any of those medicines that make vivid. You know how Chantix supposedly gives you vivid dreams? I don't smoke, so I wouldn't be taking Chantix to quit smoking. But Chantix supposedly gives you those vivid dreams. But I have, my dreams aren't, you know, erotic, or they aren't, you know, very fantastic in nature, you know, like a fantasy. They're very real. I got like a, we've talked about dreams on the show. One of my recurring dreams is I'm back in college or medical school, and I never finished one class, so I can't graduate, and I'm 41 years old. You know, I get that. Or I'm waiting tables, and I completely lost one table's order, completely lost the ticket, forgot the ticket, and I have to go back and get the order, all right? And the drinks are messed up, the food's messed up. So I get those dreams, but unfortunately, the other recurring type dream I get is it's everyday life. So I go, so I'll, be talking to my nurses, my staff, and I go, what about that lady with the breast cancer? Remember I told you to do X, Y, and Z? No, you didn't. Do you want us to? And I'm like, I am tired of you guys pretending I didn't tell you something. And I wonder if I'm dreaming it. Isn't that kind of spooky? Yeah, kind of spooky. Yeah, I mean, unless my husband and my staff are all in on this, and I'm thinking I'm going crazy, but I can't stand having descript conversations and distinct conversations in my dream. Can't stand it. All right, I don't really dream about radio. I don't think I've ever had a dream about me having a mishap on radio. Probably because every time I go on the air, it's a nightmare, isn't it? I know. Computer's going down, my fumbling over my words, the font too small. I know one of these days I have to reveal a mess up I did. I can't live with myself not telling you guys how I messed up. I just don't know if I'm ready for it because you guys could be so mad at me. You know what? I might as well say it. I mean, I really got nothing to lose. All right. Remember I talked about on air? Oh, this is embarrassing. The font was really small and I had a very long day, and the topic was men's orifices are dirtier than females' orifices. Remember, that was the article. And a couple of the bulleted points were talking about E. coli and bacteria from the bathroom, so I didn't think much of it. And I don't sit here and just read the whole article. You know, I get the main gist of the article, and then I talk about my own experiences with orifices or whatever and why I think this is true. Well, the next day, when I was, you know, surfing for material for the next day's show, the article was still there, because usually these health articles are in the news, and the articles that were on the similar subject were men's offices are dirtier than women's offices. So I feel bad, because you guys are my listeners. You deserve better than me spending a whole segment talking about orifices when that wasn't even what the article was about. Now, in radio perspective, I did good. I mean, to stretch a whole segment on something that the article wasn't even about, you know, making it interesting and throwing some logic in the mix, that's Pulitzer Prize winning reporting. But in terms of you guys being given a load of something that the article wasn't even about, and I thought that was the news of the day, was just wrong. And I apologize, really, from the bottom of my heart. You guys did not, you really needed to hear the news topic of offices. And the fact that you all were misinformed, and I don't know what, you know, devastating sequela right? And consequences could happen because you guys were not, you know, properly instructed on the whole office thing, and were instead instructed on orifice, could have disastrous consequences. And I have to take responsibility for my actions. I do. So I'm sorry. All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about today, and I do have my reading glasses with me, so I won't mix anything up, right? By no means should I mix up an article that says Obama with orifice either. That would be horrible, as well as immature, inappropriate, and insulting. So, all right, well, looks like U.S. News and World Report has their own best hospital list. We're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about this new diet drug that supposedly helps patients lose 10% of their body weight. I hope this isn't the same one they were talking about last week, where a woman who weighs 100 pounds only loses, what, 10%, 10 pounds? Well, wait a second. No. This is better than that one. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about one of the airline passengers who was stabbed in the mouth by eating his turkey sandwich that had needles in it. That still blows my mind how something like that could happen. I mean, we have the TSA frisking a man who has a suspicious package, and it was his body part. I mean, these TSA agents are all up in everyone's business, yet we have needles passing through our food. I don't get that. I don't get that. We're also going to probably spend a significant amount of time on today's show talking about how my show is pretty damn good. No, we won't do that. All right, we'll talk about more medical news. So as you can see, very, very busy day. So please call in to our show at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I find it completely remarkable that this man had caught this little girl. Did you guys hear about that? Right, a little three-year-old girl was, from what I, well, you know what, this is very interesting. The Los Angeles Times mixes up three-year-old and seven-year-old. Now, I think it was three-year-old. I don't just go by one article, but LA Times has Steve St. Bernard caught a seven-year-old girl as she plunged three stories. No, from what I understand, no, was it a seven-year-old girl? Does anybody know how old she was? Anyway, she was a girl. She fell three stories. He's a bus driver, catches her. Amazing. That's a hero. True hero. All right, guys, don't go away. We're already on break. Wow, that was fast. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,593.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,633.53, $816.77 for a half ounce, or $408.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,633.53, $816.77, and $408.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, I now have to make a formal apology to the Los Angeles Times. The LA Times did report it correctly. I apologize. The girl who fell 3 stories that the New York bus driver caught was 7 years old. So the LA Times did not mistype it. I'm just an idiot. Okay? I apologize. I got to tell you, I think I spend more time apologizing on the show. We have a little bit more news on what happened with this child. The child was a special needs child. She was able to sneak out of the window without disrupting the air conditioning unit. From what I understand, playing on top of the air conditioning unit, unafraid, moving about. When the New York City bus driver decided to, you know, he was hoping she wouldn't fall, but then when she did, he was able to catch her. It sounds like he did tear a tendon in his shoulder. So far, I am so sorry. Everybody got it right. 7-year-old girl. I'm the one that got it wrong. All right. You know, let me go to the emails. If I'm messing all this up, you know what? These reading glasses aren't really mine. I borrowed them from a friend. So they're not even the right prescriptions. Cut me some slack. Doctor, you had discussed a feedback line a while back to send in feedback on your show. Can you please repeat the email address? No. Oh, no. No, you don't need to give feedback, honestly, especially after the way I opened this show. I mean, if you want to send any feedback to Genesis Communications, why don't you send it to me, okay? Send me your emails, and I promise I won't doctor them up. I promise I will forward each and every one. So just send your feedback to the Dr. Dahlia Show. And I promise my employers will get the feedback. You think I'm crazy? We're in a depression. You think I'm going to let you guys talk to my bosses? DrDahlia@hotmail.com. Or just go to my website at DrDahlia.com. All right, you could send your feedback there. And from there, I will decide whether it's forwardable. Now, an email that has the highest chance of being forwarded to my bosses are emails that contain the words awesome, talented, intelligent, well-spoken, right? Emails that may have a less than 50% chance of being forwarded would be emails that say idiotic, boring, grammatically incorrect, misread. Okay? Is that understandable? You guys got that? All right, I just want to increase your chances of your emails getting to my bosses. Okay. Here's an email for us. Oren from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, you were discussing yesterday Obama's remarks on success in business and how you struggled to get to where you are today. And I'm still struggling. Let me tell you, it's still a struggle. Well, my problem is this. My son has the opportunity to go to community college, but he refuses because of the money he's making parking cars. He can't do this forever, but he won't listen. He needs to get an education and become his own boss later. What words of advice would you give him? I need some advice myself. I mean, I went to medical school for crying out loud, and we're having trouble paying the bills. I don't know if I'm the right person, Oren, to get advice from. But let me bring something up. I like this question. For those of you not too familiar with those of us who live in Las Vegas, okay? I know many of you think Las Vegas is just the Strip or what they now call the Resort Corridor. But no, there's, you know, suburbs and schools and parks and, you know, a couple convenience stores. It's a pretty decent-sized city. And, of course, you know, the birth of some of the most amazing radio hosts you've ever heard. Excellent doctors, by the way, too. However, when I went to college there at UNLV, while I was working, you know, at Jack in the Box, making $4 an hour, later at the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, I don't remember what I made, but I think it was under seven. Some of my friends were in the hotel business. And some of them who were valeting cars at the time, now we're talking early 90s, were making close to 80 grand a year. So we're talking 91, 92, 93. Young kids valeting. Not to mention what people can make cocktailing. Now, that's big money. And so I'm going to tell you right now, Oren, as a parent, trying to tell this kid. Now, remember, if that was 20 years ago, I mean, I don't know if they're making that much more, you know, with the recession and people tipping less. But young people can make some big money, you know, in the entertainment industry, in the hospitality industry, and in some customer service industries, absolutely. And so, yes, this kid is going to, I mean, how can you throw away a job if that's the kind of money you're making? I understand that. But you're 100% right. One of these days, you're going to be a 41-year-old mother of two who has bills to pay and a mother and, you know, family members to take care of. And you want to hope that he had some sort of an education or he owns some sort of a business that he could hopefully fall back on. You know, I get that. What I would though suggest, because he's not going to listen to you. All right. He's a kid. And if you're his dad, you know, I suppose you could have him talk to me, but I doubt he'll listen to me. He's going to think I'm old. Right? Nobody listens to anybody in their 40s when they're in their 20s. They listen to somebody who's 21. So I would get to his girlfriend, right? Because he'll probably listen to his girlfriend more than you. Or I would say, look, okay, fine. Then start taking some day classes. Doesn't have to be a full load, but start taking some day classes. You see, what would work is if he was working a job that he hated. You know, I worked so many jobs while going to school that I knew what I didn't want to do. And I knew the 8 to 6 job with the half-hour lunch, where you had no control over your salary and no control whether you were hired or fired, was what I didn't want. I knew that because I worked those kinds of jobs. Yet when you work a job where you're making tips, I mean, I got to tell you, one of my favorite jobs was waiting tables. I loved it. You crack jokes. You mess up people's orders. You blame it on, like, let's say Kyle, right, who's working the dials now, was my, you know, coworker. Blame it on Kyle, and you get the good tips. I mean, it was fun. Or blame it on yourself. Start crying about how you're a failure, and you get even more tips. I loved it. I always had cash, and that was when I was in my mid-20s. You can't beat that, especially when you're trying to convince a kid that a college education is everything. These kids are smart. They've seen in the last few years, it doesn't matter how much education you have. You are going to need to pound the pavement when a recession like this hits again. So telling them they have to have a college education because they're going to, you know, find the, pot of gold at the end of it, they're not going to believe. And a lot of them are right. Do I think kids should get an education? Absolutely. When you're in a recession, one of the best things you do is go back to school and get as much education under your belt. So as soon as the recession's over, you could be that far ahead of the applicant pool. Absolutely. But the kid is making money now. He's making money when a lot of people aren't. So what I would do is try to meet him halfway. All right. And by the way, this works with any sort of argument, even with your husband. Okay. It's just like when you buy a car, you know what you're going to settle on. So when you talk to your son, all right, say, look, I want you to go into school full time. I don't want to go to school full-time, Dad. Fine. Let's meet halfway. Go to school part-time. See? Piece of cake. You see how easy that was? Right? Oh, you could do that. You could go, okay, I want you going to school double-time. I don't want to go to school double-time, Dad. Fine. Then just go to school full-time. All right? You see how we're negotiating? It's tough because where I... You know, my grandfather used to always say school hard knocks. I luckily never had the school hard knocks because I always knew that if I made the wrong decision, I'd be in the school hard knocks. So I just, you know, made whatever decision I thought was right. But I remember when I was, before I could wait tables, because you can't wait tables till you're 21, I was a hostess at a restaurant, and there was a 45-year-old waiter. And I was looking at the money he was bringing home. He was bringing home almost $200 a night. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's bringing home $200 a night. That's huge. And he goes, Dahlia, look at me. I'm middle-aged. You may be cute now, but when you're my age, you're not going to be cute. You know, and I believed him. And that really hit home. He's right. And I know to a 20-year-old, they think it's never going to happen to them. They'll never turn 40. They'll never turn 50. They'll never turn 60. But it will happen. And, yes, I think it would help to have a degree under your belt. So if you did need to get a job or, you know, be able to switch gears and support yourself, you're in a better position. You know, but remember, when you talk to him, agree with him that he is making some good money. And so let's figure out how he gets the education under his belt while he could still make this type of money. And also let him know that still, even places in the hospitality industry fire you. Right? Somebody's grandson wants to get hired and then you're out. So, try to get some sense into this kid, but don't blame him. I mean, he's making more money than probably all of us listening right now. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dolly Show. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. No, I am not trying to stifle your freedom of speech. If you need to give feedback on my show, you could do it. I'm not stifling it. You could give feedback to Genesis Communications. Just please be nice. All right, and by the way, we have a free Droid app. For those of you that haven't been listening to my show for the last 4 weeks, I'm supposed to be really pushing this app. It's free. I got to do my job. Now that you're going to be communicating with my bosses, I need to do everything I'm supposed to for my job. The Android app, for those of you that have Android phones, go to my website, click on the icon, download the Dr. Dahlia Show, and then you can listen to it anytime you like. All right, let's talk about this new diet drug. This is different from the other one. This is called Qsema. It's pronounced Qsema. It suppresses the appetite and increases feelings of fullness, boasting. Patients drop almost 10% of their weight. Now, until now, the drug was called Qnexa, but I guess they changed the name because they thought Qsema would be easier to remember. I don't get it. I don't get either. Qnexa. You know, you need to come up with a drug where we know what it does, right? You know, like let's say Reglan. Reglan, what that does is it helps with, you know, some of your motility or propulsid. Propulsid helps with motility, prevents, you know, some of the burping. So maybe they should just name the drug Burp or Viagra. Maybe just name the drug Stiff. I think we'll remember that more instead of coming up with those these esoteric names. So Q-Sema, which you think would be an ophthalmic type of drug, or some side of, you know, feminine cleansing product, is actually the diet pill. This is the second medication to fight obesity that the Food and Drug Administration has approved this summer after going for more than a decade without okaying the drug. Q-Sema is from Vivas Incorporated of Mountain View, California. It is designed to treat people who are obese, 30 or more pounds over a healthy weight, or those who are overweight and have other health-related weight issues like high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, etc. It's not for patients who want to just lose a couple pounds, just make the waist a little tidier. They say it will be available to consumers by the fourth quarter of this year. The price is not being released, but they say it won't be outrageous. Oh, baloney. Trust me, it's going to be high. Insurance companies probably won't cover it either. All right. Now, they say this is the first drug that shows double-digit weight loss as opposed to the other one. Remember Belvique from Arena Pharmaceuticals? That only helped you lose 5% or more of your weight. All right. The Belvique, also known as Lorcaserin, is expected to be available early part of next year. Now, what does this Q-Sema do? It's phentermine. It has phentermine, and I believe also the Topamax, the topiramate. It's an anti-seizure medication that a lot of people have been using for weight loss because your appetite goes down. We also use Topamax or topiramate for migraines. And I tried taking the Topamax for my migraines. It actually worked for my migraines, but I didn't lose weight. And I was just kind of nervous taking a medication every day because I really don't like taking medications, that I stopped it. And then, yeah, I got migraines, and I actually have a migraine starting right now. But you guys don't have to worry. By my third hour of my show, that's when it's really going to be bad. So if you think the content is poor now, wait till about 2 hours from now. It's really going to be bad. But, again, you know, I don't call in. I don't call in, right? I'm a good girl. I'm a good employee. So, okay, so basically it's a combo of phentermine and topiramate. Now, doctors have already been prescribing the two drugs already for weight loss. My problem is you could have increased heart rate. If you have cardiac conditions, this may not be the safest thing for you. Though topiramate has been associated with increased risk of oral clefts, like cleft palate in the newborns of expectant mothers who took it, so you want to make sure you aren't pregnant. Four patients did have non-fatal heart attacks when they were evaluating this medication. You know, but I mean, phentermine has been around a lot. It just, again, the weight loss isn't permanent, people. It's not permanent. So don't think, you know, because people are like, oh, there's going to be a new diet drug. It's same stuff, different day. Okay? And I mean, for some of you, it may do well, but just remember, you're going to have to stop it eventually. And when you do stop it, if you're not, you know, at your 1,400 calorie a day or your 1,600 calorie a day diet or whatever your doctor prescribes for you, if you don't stick to it, you don't stick to your exercise regimen, you're just going to gain the weight right back. Now, in the news this week, they were trying to push this whole food diary thing. Do any of you guys do a food diary? This isn't anything new. Again, same poop, different day. Absolutely. But they say keeping a food journal really does help you self-monitor and lose weight. Maybe it's because you think you have to write something down. Maybe it's because you're afraid if you cheat, you know, you'll feel guilty. But if you keep a food journal, it's been known time and time again that you'll eat less. Or you'll just feel guilty and cry. Again, we've seen this with Weight Watchers. I mean, I remember I did Weight Watchers in the 80s when my parents did it. I gained a lot of weight in puberty, so I thought it would be a great idea to do it. I learned a lot. But, yeah, you had to write everything down. The current Weight Watchers system, there's a point system. So you have to tally up your points. You have to know what you eat. You know, absolutely. You know, they say definitely be honest, record everything you eat, be accurate, measure portions, read labels, be complete. Mike details how the food was prepared. If you added any toppings or condiments, don't just say, yeah, I had some pizza. Say you had three slices with pepperoni and the sausage and extra cheese. Okay, that makes a heck of a lot of difference. And then, of course, be consistent. You need to take your food diary with you. I'm sure there's going to be an app an app on the smartphone. No, my app won't do that, and I tell you why. Because I want people to like the app. I don't think people, like I said, the next app I make is going to be a game. I want it to be a fun game. Or I want it to be, you know, like, something that teaches you. You know, obviously what you can't get from my show. I would probably do something like that. Food journals, I don't think a lot of people are going to like that. I think it's important to do. I'm just not going to, I'm sure there's already stuff out there. Listen, I want people to like me. Telling you all right now, you're going to have to write everything down. You're going to have to write. I can already see some of you going, no, I need it easy. You know, why do you think these diets get easier and easier each year? Why do you think they're trying to do that? Because people don't want to have to put any more work into it. We feel like we're already doing so much work. You know, the more computers and technology we have, the lazier we get. You know, remember we used to have to entertain our kids by playing games and board games. Now parents throw the kids in, you know, in front of the TV. You know, you have coffee makers, you have fast food, you have, electric knives, like we were having a little party at our house, and I can't cut cheese into cubes, yet my husband had this serrated electronic knife. I didn't even realize we had it. My husband's like the chef in the family. I'm not. And he was able to cut the cubes, you know, like you see at a buffet. I was like, that's exactly, you know, meanwhile, I was, you know, going to search stores on where I could find cubed cheese. You know, things are so much easier now that we get lazy. We don't even have to try to remember our brother's phone number. I love my brother to death, but I do not have his phone number memorized because I have a smartphone. These smartphones are making us stupid. Now, in my defense, and in a lot of our defenses, many of our family members have multiple numbers. Wife has a phone. Son has a phone. Yeah, my brother has a phone. Then they have a home phone. Then they have a fax. So I can't keep it all. But I used to have his number memorized. I used to have my sister's number memorized. Now, nothing's memorized. No wonder we all feel like we're getting dementia. We don't even have to practice to memorize anything. Oh, if you go to the store, you can just put it down on an app. You can put your shopping list on an app. You know, whatever happened to remember, whatever happened to writing things on the palm of your hand? I love that. All right, don't go away. Let's talk about the best hospitals in the country. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Any questions, comments, anything you want to talk about, that's what we're here for. 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. All right, it looks like U.S. News and World Report ranks hospitals. I guess 17 hospitals made the list honor roll. These are hospitals that scored very high on patient survival, reputation, patient safety score, as well as other factors like nurse staffing, technology, quality care. So number one was Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Number two was Johns Hopkins Hospital, Baltimore. Three, Mayo Clinic, Rochester, Minnesota. Four was Cleveland Clinic. Five, Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. Number six, Barnes Jewish Hospital, Washington University, St. Louis. Seven, New York Presbyterian University Hospital of Columbia and Cornell. 8, Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina. 9, Brigham Women's Hospital, Boston. Number 10, UMPC, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Number 11, NYU Langone Medical, sorry for mispronouncing, Medical Center, New York. Number 12, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, Chicago. I was thinking about going to medical school up at Northwestern. Yeah, couldn't afford it. UCS, you couldn't afford anything. UCSF Medical Center, San Francisco comes in 13. Mount Sinai Medical Center, New York, number 14. 15, Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. 16, Indiana University Health, Indianapolis, and number 17. University of Michigan Hospitals and Health Centers in Ann Arbor. So I guess if you get sick and you end up in those hospitals, U.S. News and World Report thinks you're pretty lucky. And now, let me see. And I guess what was a biggie was Johns Hopkins was in the top spot for 21 years, and Massachusetts General just bumped him. So, whew, I could see some groaning there. Now, the ratings also listed the best hospital for major medical specialties. For cancer, University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, absolutely. Cardiology and heart surgery was Cleveland Clinic. Diabetes and endocrinology, Mayo Clinic. Ear, nose, and throat, Johns Hopkins Hospital. Gastroenterology, Mayo Clinic. Geriatrics, Johns Hopkins Hospital. Gynecology, Mayo Clinic. Yep, I need that one. Nephrology, Cleveland Clinic. Neurology and neurosurgery, Johns Hopkins. Ophthalmology, Bascom Palmer Eye Institute at the University of Miami. Orthopedics, Hospital for Special Surgery in New York. Psychiatry, Johns Hopkins Hospital. Pulmonary, National Jewish Health, Denver, University of Colorado Hospital. For rehab, rehabilitation, Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. For rheumatology, you know, joint type issues, Johns Hopkins. And for urology, Cleveland Clinic. Whew. That was a big list. No, I didn't have that memorized. I did have to read that. I did have to read it. But I got to tell you guys something. You have a good doctor, you have a good nurse, and you have an IV pump that's working, I think you're going to be fine. I really do. You know, I've seen good hospitals have bad staff. I've seen bad hospitals have good staff. You know, it was interesting, an article today. Oh, I was reading. Sorry, I read so many articles. One of the articles was saying that many of these hospitals that are considered safety nets for low-income populations in cities are probably going to be penalized the most with healthcare reform and Obamacare. Because you know how amidst healthcare reform and their super tax are penalties? That's why I said penalty and tax. All right, because hospitals are going to get penalized for readmissions or lack of care, etc. And what's frustrating, I really want to find the source on this. What's frustrating is many of these hospitals that see underserved and don't make the money like the fancy hospitals make with insured people. Okay, here we go. I got it right here. Let me see here. All right, here we go. A new study finds that the so-called safety net hospitals that serve the poor do a worse job overall than other hospitals. A potentially big problem as healthcare reform boosts the number of people who have insurance and more choice about where they could go for care. Medicare used to give these hospitals extra payments for taking care of poor people, but now, under healthcare reform, they'll get less funding depending on how they perform. So if they do, they don't do as well, they're going to make less funding. They're supposed to make more funding from Medicare. They're supposed to be incentivized, but we don't know how that's going to go. I mean, look at the cash for clunkers debacle. From what I understand, there's still car lots that haven't gotten paid back. All right. They say our results suggest that safety net hospitals are struggling on this important metric. As a result, safety net hospitals are likely to get penalized under the new payment scheme. They're already financially stretched. Even small losses can be potentially devastating for these hospitals. They say at issue are hospitals that serve poor people, often including those who don't have health insurance. According to the study, these people tend to be sicker than other patients and have less trust in the healthcare system. Well, of course, they can't go to the doctor when the cold is early. So once it goes to pneumonia or they go into a full COPD exacerbation or asthma exacerbation, they're pretty sick. Under healthcare reform, the federal government will punish hospitals that perform poorly on a variety of measures by not giving them some Medicare payments. They say the safety net hospitals had the lowest rating among all the hospitals they looked at, including lower in the patient perception of things like communication with medical staff, management of their condition, etc. So what do you do? Healthcare reform, Obamacare was not well thought out. I'm not surprised by the very least. Not thought out. So I think the hospitals that serve underserved populations are really going to get dung. You know, one of the ER docs, I'm close with, says that one of the hospitals he works at, he has to see every patient within 30 minutes. We've talked about this on the show. If not, he gets penalized, or the hospital gets penalized. And, you know, at the outset, you're like, all right, well, on the surface, that sounds good. You know, I'm tired of hearing people, you know, sitting in the ER for 5-6 hours. However, having done ER myself, when I have a patient who you need to hover over and stay close to, you're managing stroke, giving him TPA, managing his heart attack, he's in shock. I don't want to leave the patient to go and see people in the waiting room. I need to hover over this patient. If I have somebody in supraventricular tachycardia, if I have somebody, and we're not talking full-blown codes. You know, we're talking about people we're trying to convert, etc. I need to hang out in that room. And so I'm glad I'm not an emergency room doctor now, because now, you know, what was my wait time at its best? Oh, I was pretty darn good. You know, but when I had to hover around somebody, I'm sorry. Anybody else that wasn't acute had to wait. They had to. And the fact that they want to ding ER doctors and make them leave the acute patient, so the person walking in with a splinter gets seen within 30 minutes, that's ridiculous. And I know many of you are going, well, hospitals need more staff. Yeah, they do. Do they have the money to do it? Are there enough doctors willing to work in hospitals? No. Now, you know, when I had my kidney stone, I was in the ER probably 4 or 5 hours before anything really got done. So I've been a patient where you've had to wait, and it's horrible. I couldn't imagine. But I also couldn't imagine, you know, being a person that is going through something life-threatening, and the doctor needs to leave because they're going to get penalized if they don't look at the bladder infection that's almost at the 30-minute mark waiting. The system is messed up. It's continuing to break. You know, you're just seeing the pieces fall and at an accelerated rate. I'm frustrated. Anyway, let's quickly look at this one airline passenger. One of these airline passengers who actually ate one of those turkey sandwiches with hidden needles. Remember, we talked about this yesterday, I think the last hour of the show, where needles were found in sandwiches on 4 flights originating from Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport on Sunday, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it. James Tongues is his name. James Tongues found the needle on his second bite. He is now, from what I understand, going to put on the newly approved anti-HIV drug in case the pin was laced with HIV. I don't understand how this could happen. All right, don't go away. If you could stay on board, stay on board. If not, follow me on Twitter, and don't forget to download our free app. I'll talk to you soon.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at webex.com. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. webex.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.